The death of Malian guitar master Ali Farka Touré last year was a great loss for fans of his blues-drenched sound.
Its musician and day-to-day contributor, David Was.
Touré's talents were showcased in America mostly through the efforts of his musical midwife, Rai Cooter, who recorded an album with him in 1994. But almost a year to the day of his passing, his guitar-wielding son, Vu Farka Touré, has released his first collection of songs as a band leader. That's rather a miracle when you consider that his illustrious father discouraged him from such a career at every turn. It was the elder Touré's bitter experience with ruthless concert promoters and label owners that he was trying to protect his son from. He recommended that Vu, one of his 11 children, take up a reliable pursuit like joining the military, where at least he could expect a regular payday. Instead, the young man secretly practiced guitar along with his father's records and only received his father's blessing as the old man lay dying of cancer in the final year of his life. While the 25-year-old might not yet have his father's expressive gifts on the guitar, he does have a similar knack for fusing his roots with Western influences ranging from reggae to rock. His father was often referred to as the African John Lee Hooker, though he insisted his music was derived from the sounds of his native northern Mali. What both players share is a sure-footed knack for playing complex rhythms like it was second nature, and a string-bending, yearning sound that is as much Mississippi Delta as it is Sahara Desert. Speaking of nature, the emergence of the son in his father's chosen profession again begs the question of whether musical talent is a heritable trait as transmissible as eye color or height. The votes are never all in when it comes to these thorny questions, but recent research indicates that it's those musicians who practice the most who have the most accomplished careers. One observer calculated that it takes 10 years and some 10,000 hours of practice to ascend to what is referred to as the expert mind. Perspiration again trumps inspiration, or even DNA. That Vu Farka Touré kept at the guitar instead of taking up the AK-47 was a gutsy move for a young man. And by the end of his life, Ali Farka Touré began to support his son's artistic efforts and schooled the lad not so much musically as in the types of exploitation he'd suffered in France as a recording and touring musician. Between his heritage and his dad's sage counsel, the family legacy is in able hands and fingers.
Music from the debut album by Vu Farka Touré. Our reviewer David Was is half of the musical duo Was Not Was.